Welcome to Sharkwaves. My name's Joel Bunkle. Each week, I'll be bringing you the latest news, announcements, and opinions from the Doncaster Football Club. This week's guest is Sharks senior coach, Andrew Tranquilli.
Thanks for joining us, AT. What was pleasing about the win over Mulgrave on the weekend?
Oh, look, against Mulgrave, we've historically had slow starts against them. So what was really pleasing, we had a mindset to really put some scoreboard pressure on early. We were able to do that, but it was also our defensive pressure that we were able to sustain for the whole game. So things that we've been working on since the summer slowly start to become real strong in our outcomes.
And do you think, you held them to one goal to half time, and there were no multiple goal kickers for Mulgrave all day. Well, are they things that you take away as obviously good positives from the game?
Oh, absolutely. Our defensive attitude is number one in our priority. So trying to keep opposition down to single-digit goals is a fantastic effort. But to keep them to one goal at half-time at their ground where they're really dangerous, that was real satisfying.
Yeah, fantastic. What were some of the important things that you identified going into the game?
Well, the biggest learning from the preliminary or the final from last year where they knocked us out was we wanted to make sure that we had a real strong protection of that. They're really strong at getting outside run if they can get their hands on it first. So to minimise their outside run, it meant to stop supply from the inside. So if we could have more of a dominance on the inside where we had the bigger bodies, we knew that we could starve them of supply on the outside. But when they were able to get it, we were really strong again in that defensive aspect of it.
And which players for us did you kind of see as key as being to getting that inside ball?
Yeah, well, we've nicknamed them Bash and Crash, Andrew Colosimo and John Bernardoni. They're stronger bodies who are really strong at what we call the 1 metre contest. Andrew's really shown some strong improvements since he stepped up into the senior side of catching the momentum and speed of what senior football is about. And John's brought an experience of where he's come from Division 1 born. So combined, they were the tag team. We never lost that type of player every time we had one or the other, which was really good.
Yeah, great. All right, can you tell us a little bit about a player that's improved over the last couple of games?
Yeah, well, I just tapped on Andrew Colosimo. So he won our reserves best and fairest last year, where he really, really picked up. And look, he bought into what the club culture is all about. And he's a player that's come from Donvale, where he wasn't really given a good opportunity to establish himself as senior football. He came across. He wasn't on the money last year, but he really showed some good developments last year, and we worked with him over the summer. And then eventually took his opportunity about 4 weeks ago, where it's just, again, understanding the speed of the game, the players that we have, the high skill level. He's really just taken that extra yard to really complement our outside players, which is good.
And so was there one particular section of his game that he had to go away and work on?
Second efforts, not so much at the same stoppage, but second efforts to get to the next stoppage. His work ethic and his fitness levels have picked up a good 15-20%, which has enabled that.
Great. And we've got Bayswater coming up this weekend, home game. Tell us a little bit about that. What's the recent history between the clubs?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag of lollies, Bayswater. The first time we ever played Bayswater, they pants us by over 100 points. And then when we played them the return game here, we had them on toast all game, and they got over the line with pretty much in the last 5 minutes. The last two games, we had the better of them last year, so we really were able to show a bit of a dominance last year against them. But having said that, the last time we played them, they kicked an 11 goal first quarter against us where we kicked three. If it wasn't, it was only our second quarter where we kicked then 8-1 that we closed the gap again. So they're a fast goal or scoring side. They're very dangerous if we let them have, again, that opportunity of thrusting forward for opportunities. They've got good goal kickers like McInerney. So we're expecting a real tough battle. They've recruited well over the summer from what I can tell. Their reserves are undefeated. The seniors are sitting third, so it's going to be a real good battle.
All right, and to finish up this week, obviously big news at AFL level with Mick Malthouse getting the sack. I'm not going to ask you about that specifically, but what I am interested in knowing is about rebuilding a club, whether it's at
AFL level or it's local football, you know, what are the important things that a coach, the next coach that goes into that club has to do to make sure you get off to the right start?
Look, we nearly, I suppose we went through that after my first year of coaching Doncaster where we got relegated back to Divi 3 after stepping up. I think the biggest thing about rebuilding is being honest with the list that you have, understanding the depth, the type of players, what are the missing links. And then also from a club off and on field is being on the same page and understanding, okay, well, this is the list we have. What's our objectives going forward and what's our future? And if all those guys are aligned, whether it's playing finals that immediate year or it's going to take 2 or 3 years, if there's a strong stability from a club point of view, which then engages sponsors, supporters, and you've got to send the right message out, to me it's making sure that there's a real strong alignment between on and off field if it's definitely a rebuilding phase. Because building that list is the easy part. Well, when I say easy, it's hard to recruit players, but it's easy to understand who you need and you can go out and hunt them. But if there's a false expectation from one of the on or off fields, that could easily start to put a bit of a strain on the objective going forward.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great insight. And that wraps us up for this week. Thanks for joining us this week, AT. Good luck for the game against Bayswater on the weekend.
Thanks, mate.
And don't forget to join us next week for the latest news, announcements and opinions from the Doncaster Football Club.